morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
大家早上好。
Get ready here. Before we start, let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather together, body of Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们以我们现在的时间能够因着耶稣基督聚集在这里而感谢你。
We pray that you empty our hearts of fear.
求你除去我们心中的恐惧
of doubt,
和疑虑
and that you can fill it with the power of the cross.
让十架的大能在我们心中充满
Allow your words to work in us.
让你的话语在我们的心中做工
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.So, topics we're going to be focusing on today is the stone of help.
今天我们所要讲的这个主题叫做帮助之石。
Sometimes when I'm driving down I-94, saw some rocks like this where people, piled this up into like a small mountain.
我有时候在那个高速公路上开车的时候，就会在公路的旁边看见有一些人们用这样的石头把它堆成一座座的小山。
Also, I always wonder what these stones or rocks are for.
我就是经常会想这些是干啥的呢
？Has anyone seen this? Has anyone seen this kind of rocks or stones piled up into like a small mountain?
有人看见过这样的，就是把石头堆起来堆成一座座的小山吗
？Saw one hand. I saw many more hands. Good.
So 大家都见过。
I Google around and I found out that some people use this as kind of like a monument. For whatever reasons, it's a monument, right? For something.
就是我就是去网上查了一下，就发现人们用这样的方式来纪念一些事情。
When you Google Stone of Help, this kind of pictures came up.
当你就是如果去查阅这个帮助之石，这样的图片就会出现。
So we would like to focus on what this Stone of Help is, because it was mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
我们就来看看这个在撒母耳记第七章所说的帮助之石什么意思
The picture of a tree. Does anyone know what this tree is about?
这是这个图片展示的是一棵树，大家有人知道这棵树是在哪里的吗
Has anyone seen it before? Either in pictures or in real life? Okay, perhaps if you were here 15 years ago.You may know what this tree is about.
如果你15年前来过这里的话，你可能会知道这棵树是在哪里的。
This tree was planted in our mother church, the Twin City Chinese Christian Church.
所以说这棵树是种植在我们的母堂，就是牧城就是双城华人教会。
You can see in the background probably the old buildings.
这个背景就是双城华人教会他们旧的这个崇拜的建筑。
If you went with us 2 weeks ago for Thanksgiving service in P4C. Now they have a new building. So this building was sold and it doesn't belong to P4C anymore.
如果两周之前去过那个双城华人教会的联合崇拜的话，就知道他们现在已经搬到了一个新的地方，然后这个地方已经卖掉了。
But there was a tree planted 15 years ago.
但是在十五年前，这棵树就已经就已经被种下了。
And that was a time when our mother church C4C planted this church, Woodbridge Christian Church.
这也有一个时间，我们的母堂是在我们的牧城这个地方建了一个。
At the old church, they planted a tree at the old church.
他们也在当时旧的这个牧城华人教会的地方种了一棵树。
So it's not our old place. It's the church where Twin City Chinese Christian Church used to be located.
这个地方就是以前的双城华人教会所在的地方。
对。So it's to commemorate the planting of this church that we are here today.
这个树的它其实就是想纪念我们当时在牧城建的这么一座分堂这个事件。
So oftentimes we mark an event, or we mark an occasion by doing something like this. You plant a tree, you have a plaque made to commemorate the occasions, or you may name a street after it.
所以说我们有时候就为了纪念一件事情，就会去种一棵树，或者是建立一些别的标识。
It helps people to remember what happened.
这个其实就是为了帮助 别人记住当时发生了什么事情。
And for those who remember, it tells a story.
如果你们这个它的纪念意义就是对这些记得的人的话，它其实是有一个故事在这些事物背后的。
It tells a story why this church was planted.
它这个事物，比如说这个树，它就是告诉我们这个分堂是如何在什么时候建立起来的。
And how did it all happen?
是如何这一切如何发生的
？So this tree was planted 15 years ago.
这个树是在15年前种下的。
So this was taken by Keisha, my daughter, in July.
这个树是我的女儿 Keisha 她在七月的时候种下的。
I was a bit surprised she showed up today.
然后我非常的吃惊，她居然能够活到现在。
Now I have to give credit. Now I have to give credit for this picture because she took the picture.
然后我就是为了这个树很要感谢我的女儿。
But she was there in July for something else and she happened to be around it. Took the picture.
当时这个sorry, I was translating wrong. She took, 当时她是照了这个树的像，我就之前翻译错了，不应该是她种下这棵树，是她就七月的时候刚好照了这个照片。
But 15 years ago, she was like a little toddler.
但是十五年前他其实是一个小孩子。
But she remembers, right? It served the purpose. She remembers.
但是他却他对这个事件有记忆，他就这个记忆就是这棵树他达到的目的。
So that served the purpose of the tree.
这个树他的目的就已经达到了。
So same thing here today, we're going to look at First Samuel chapter 7.
所以说我们同样的会来到看一下撒母耳记上的第七章。
And it says here in the passage, then Samuel took a stone. This is chapter 7, verses 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer. And what that means is this, thus far the Lord has helped us.
所以说第七章十二节说撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
If you heard of this name Ebenezer, if you live here long enough, you probably have heard of the story called the Christmas Carol.
如果你在美国生活到足够长的时间的话，然后你听说这个以便以谢这个词，就会想到圣诞唱的一些歌曲。
And there's a character called Ebenezer.
就是有一个人物就叫做以便以谢。
And he's probably the more famous Ebenezer that people know about.
他就是说，如果你知道以便以谢的话，可能就会想起这个人物。
But that guy is a bad guy.
但是那个人他却不是一个好人。
So you may wonder why did they call him Ebenezer? This is a word that came from Bible.
但是所以说你就会想，为什么他也叫做以便以谢呢？这个以便以谢其实是最先从圣经而来的。
We'll come back to that later if I have time and if I remember to do it.
我们之后再来说一下，如果我们有时间的话。
Because today we're going to focus on the Bible, the Ebenezers in the Bible.
如果我们今天就是要来看看在圣经里面的以便以谢。
So, the prophet Samuel, he built this stone and he named it Ebenezer, and because he wants to commemorate the time when God helped them to defeat the Philistines in the battle.
所以说撒母耳他为这颗石头起名叫做以便以谢，是为了以色列人当时。耶和华帮助他们战胜了非利士人。
This didn't happen before the Israelites has to repent and they seek after the Lord and they have to pray to him and they have to turn to God again.
这个是当时以色列人他们背离神，他们离弃神，是他们要再回转去相信神的一个时间。
Samuel wants the Israelites to remember that whenever they pass this stone again.You have to remember what did they do in the past and how did they come back into God's grace again.
所以说当这个撒母耳他立这块石头的目的就是要让以色列人每次看到这块石头都想起他们当时所经历的事情。
So the stone is a symbol of remembrance.
这个石头就是为了以色列人他们记住这个事情而立的。
It's a symbol of thanksgiving.
也是为了向上帝献上感恩的一个标志。
We're approaching the seasons of Thanksgiving.
我们现在也马上就要到感恩节了。
Thanksgiving is always associated with remembering the past, especially those things that are good.
感恩节很多是就是要怀念过去，特别是美好的事情。
And we give thanks. We give thanks to God. We give thanks to people around us who may be good to us in the past.
为这些事情献上感恩，为我们身边的人献上感恩。
But the motive there is to give thanks.
所以说感恩节它的整个的意思就是要去献上你的感恩。
So when you look at this passage, it's interesting that Samuel used the word up to now or thus far the Lord has helped.
当我们看这句经节的时候，我们发现这个撒母耳他用了一个非常这个经节他用了一个非常特别的描述，就是说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Seems like it's incomplete. It's incomplete event.
所以到如今这个词看起来好像这个事件并没有完结。
And what happened next?
然后我们就会不住地想接下来会发生什么呢
that question is going to beg on you and just keep thinking what happened next.
就是很多人可能都会想接下来会发生什么
God's going to tell the Israelites that hey I helped you this far now you're on your own.
是神他会对以色列说我如今都帮助你们到这个地步了所以说之后我就你们就是要靠自己了
Sometimes as parents we do that.
我们作为一个父母的话，有时候我们会这样做。
My daughter's always said I'm not that good of a teacher.
我的女儿她经常对我说我不是一个好的老师。
She'll come to me with the homework problems.
她每当问我她有时候会问我她的一些作业的问题。
Sometimes I help them. Hey, go to this website. There's a very good instructions tells you how to solve this problem.
我可能就会让他去查阅某一个网上的一些资料可以这我觉得这些资料可能可以帮助他解决这个问题。
So I help you up to there, now you're on your own, you have to learn on your own.
但是我不会直接给出答案我就只是去引导他去寻找答案。
Is that what God means here? Is that what Samuel means here? Is that so far God helped you, and what's come next, it's up to you.
这里神也是同样的意思吗是说我只是帮助他们到这个地步其他剩下的他们要自己去发现。
Like, so far so good.
或者是到如今都是事情还进展还可以。
You are watching a ball game and your team is doing well and they're scoring and they're winning. Set yourself, keep my finger crossed. And, you know, hopefully they would continue to.
就像你在观赏一个球赛你支持的那个队可能他们现在都还是领先的所以说我就想可能到如今他们都还做得可以然后就是会祈祷他们可能继续这样的好下去。
Have you ever done this? Keep your finger crossed. Has anyone ever done this?
有人就是把这个指头向
交叉。Try do this now.
大家可以跟我一起做一下。
And look at what does it show?
看一下这个其实是它是是展现了什么
it's like cross, right? Cross.
就像一个十字架一样。
And use your imaginations a little bit, people use this as like cross like that, or even though it doesn't quite shape the same, but it's like this.
所以说它其实就是一个像一个交叉的十字架一样的一个
When you watch a horror movie, you see people doing like this, right? What does it mean?
如果当你看恐怖片的时候，你会也会看着见 people 看见人们把这个手指重合这样。
It's a symbol. People use this cross as a symbol to keep bad things from happening.
人们就用这样一种手势来去驱赶这些坏的事情。
It's like a good luck charm.
就像一些幸运物一样。
Yeah, you do this, you hope things gonna go smoothly and nothing bad happens.
如果你这样做的话，你其实就是希望事情都进展顺利，没有坏的事情发生。
So, I think when Samuel built this stone, he does want Israelites to remember, what happened in the past.
当撒母耳他建立这块石头的时候，他肯定是想以色列人记住，当时发生了什么。
Wants them to remember what are they capable of.
让他们记住神的大能。
What are they capable of in order to bring themselves back to Christ, to Lord, to God again?
让他们记住是要经过怎样的经历，让他们重新回到神的面前。
So thus far, the Lord has helped the Israelites.
所以说，他说到如今，耶和华都帮助了以色列人。
And what happened next? In a way, it depends on how the Israelites behave.
之后发生的事情其实是和以色列人他们的回应相关的。
So to understand the story in chapter 7, maybe we should go back a few more chapters way back.
为了让我们更好地明白第七章发生的事情，我们可能要去看它前面的几章。
And this was, we can go back all the way back to chapter 2.
然后我们回到第二章。
When Samuel was still left serving in the tabernacle.
然后当撒母耳他还在会幕侍奉的时候。
So to ground us of what happens in that,At that time, I just put up a map because it shows the many places that we will mention in this chapter.
我这个屏幕上所显示的就是当时这些故事发生的一个地图。
There's Ebenezer way back in the upper left corner.
这有这个在右上角有这个以便以谢。
And there's Mizpah right somewhere in the upper middle center.
这个也有米斯巴在。
So, Ebenezer was a place where Israel was defeated by the Philistines.
这个便以谢就是当时以色列人被非利士坦人打败的地方。
And Mizpah was near the place where these stones was built.
然后米斯巴就是这块石头所建立的地方。
And there's the lower two places closer to the coast are Ekron and Gath, I believe.
在这个下面还有两个离这个海比较接近的城市。
These were the places where it used to be.Belonging to the Philistines, but they were then turned back to Israel.
这些地方就是之前是属于非利士坦的，但是非利士人的，但是他们后来就归还了给以色列。
So there was a time when Israel and Philistines always at war with each other.
这个基本上就是一个以色列人和非利士人征战的时期。
And in the place was Ebenezer. At that time they had a war, a battle at that places where Israel lost.
在以便以谢这个地方，当时就发生了一个战斗，然后这个以色列就是在这个战斗中被非利士坦人打败。
They lost 4,000 of their soldiers.
他们当时是有4,000个以色列人被杀掉了。
So they came back and start wondering why did this happen?
然后他们就是回去之后，他们这以色列人就想为什么会发生这样的
惨剧？So what went wrong?
是什么原因
？Somebody I guess thought about it and they concluded that.We know why, because God wasn't with us.
他们当时得出的结论就是神已经离弃了他们。
They got that right.
当然这个结论是非常正确的。
God wasn't with them.
神当时确实是没有和他们在一起。
What did they do?
但他们之后做了什么呢
？They decided to go to tabernacle and bring out the ark of the covenant.
他们当时所做的就是去会幕把这个神的约柜拿到他们跟他们一起。
So they thought this ark of covenant is going to help them win the battle.
他们觉得这个立约的约柜会使他们赢得这个战斗。
Because they think God resides in that covenant, in that ark.
因为他们觉得神他是住在这个约柜里的。
It's not like us when we do this, right?
就是这个就是非常的和我们做这个十字的手势非常类似的行为。
Bring up the cross.
我们把这个十字架拿出来。
Think it's a good luck charm.
就我们就会把它和好运联系起来。
Without knowing the story behind it.
然后我们可能也对这个背后的故事并不是那么的了解。
This is what the Israelites thought about the ark.
这其实就是以色列人当时他们犯的同样的错误。
So they brought that ark to the battleground.
他们把这个约柜拿到了这个战场。
They were excited about it. They were pumped up about it.
他们当时有了这个约柜在这个士气高涨。
They're probably jumping up and down.
他们就是非常的真的是急切的去这样打一场这样战斗。
They shouted.
他们也在呐喊。
It was so loud that the Bible says it shook the ground.
他们非常的这个叫声震天。
It's probably more than 30,000 people there.
然后当时可能有30,000人在这个战场上。
All 30,000 people jumping up and down, I can't believe the ground would shake.
因为他们当时就是很激动的在这个跳，所以说这个肯定这个地也是在震动的。
So they went into war. The Philistines actually they heard about this and they kind of afraid.
然后他们就这样去到了这个上了战场。然后这个非利士人也听说了这个他们把约柜拿来这个消息，所以说他们其实也有点害怕。
Because they remember in the past when the ark and God was with them and the ark was with the Israelite soldiers, they always lose the battle to the Israelites.
因为他们从他们以往的经历就是，如果他们这个神和以色列人在一起，然后他们又和约柜在一起的话，他们这个战斗肯定是非利士人是肯定会输的。
But even so, they still went to war with the Israelites.
然后虽然是这样，他们可能这些非利士人有些害怕，但是他们还是去和以色列人 打了这个战争。
They defeated the Israelites.
但是和以往不同，他们这次却战胜了以色列人。
Even when the Israelites has an ark with them.
这一次是，虽以色列人有约柜，但是他们还是被打败了。
Israel lost about 30,000 people in that battle.
这次就他们就输得更惨，有30,000人基本上就被杀掉了。
30,000, that's quite a lot of people. That's half the population of Woodbury.
30,000人基本上就是就是个很大的人数，基本上就是相当于我们这个牧城的这个人口的一半。
And to top it off, the ark was captured by the Philistines.
然后更惨的是这个约柜就被这个非利士人直接给夺去了。
So Israel had it right in the first place when they said God wasn't with them.
所以说以色列人他们意识到神已经不再和他们同在，是他们这个是正确的。
But their response was quite off the mark.
但他们的接下来的反应却就是和这个神所希望的大相径庭。
Instead of praying and asking God for help and trust in his faithfulness.
他们没有去向神祷告，也没有去信靠神的，也没有去信靠神的这么一个行为。
And they just bring out the ark and they confine God into that object.
他们所做的就只是把这个神的象征，这个约柜，拿去和他们一起。
And they thought that is where God is, and this is bring this to bring us good luck.
他们觉得就是带上约柜这个行为就会使神和他们同在，然后也给他们带来好运。
Soon after, the high priest at that time is Eli, and his two sons died in that battle, and soon after Eli also died.
当时的这个大祭司的名字叫做以利，然后在这。当时这个战争中，他的这个战斗中，他的以利的两个儿子也被杀掉了，然后后来以利也死掉了。
And the wife of one of Eli's son, she also died, but before she died, she gave birth prematurely, to a child.
然后以利的一个儿子，他的妻子也基本上差点死掉，然后他其实是后来这个早产下一个孩子之后也死掉了这个。
And he called her Ichabod.
然后他
called the child Ichabod.
然后他们就取就他的母亲就叫这个孩子的名字叫做以加伯。
And that means that the glory of God has left.
以加伯的意思就是荣耀就离开了以色列了。
Little did she know that the glory of God has left Israel a long time ago.
然后他其实他不知道的就是这个其实神他早已经离弃了以色列人。
So once the ark was captured, and actually the ark brings a lot of bad things that happened to the Philistine people.
然后这个非利士人他们把这个约柜拿到了之后，他们的日子，因为他们拿了这个掠夺了这个约柜，他们的日子也不好过。
You look through the Bible passages, it tells that this ark beat up the gods of the Philistines.
然后你如果看圣经的话，就看到这个神的约柜，他们把非利士人的这些神都就是把他们打败的很惨。
And it brought a lot of illness, sickness to the people of Philistine.
也给这个非利士人带来了很多疾病和灾难。
So in the end, the Philistine people, they decided that we should bring this back to, give this back to Israel.
然后在这个最后，其实这个非利士人他们其实就是千方百计的要把这个约柜还给这个以色列人。
This ark was bad luck to them.
然后这个约柜对于非利士人来说就是一个坏运气的象征。
So they returned this ark to Israel.
然后他们就把这个约柜还给了以色列人。
And this brings us to chapter 7.
然后当他们把这个约柜还给以色列人之后发生的事情就是在第七章。
And chapter 2, verses 2. I think this is, yeah. Okay. So, the verses 2, it says that from the day that the ark was lodged at Kiriath-Yearim, a long time passed, some 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented.
So, 这第二节就是说约柜在
lamented after the Lord.
约柜在基列耶林许久，过了20年，以色列全家都倾向耶和华。
So the chapter begins with telling us it's already past 20 years.
第七章他开始的时候就是说这个约柜已经归还给以色列人20年以后。
20 years is a long time.
20年其实是一个很长的时间。
Our church is in existence for 15 years. It seems like long.
然后我们的 这个牧城教会其实它的历史也只有15年，然后对看这个十五年感觉是一个很长的时间。
So the Israelites must have suffered greatly under the rule of Philistines.
然后在这20年中，我们可以想象，这以色列人他们肯定是被非利士人所奴役的。
Verse 2 says that they lamented after the Lord.
然后他们这里说的这些以色列人感叹懊悔的寻求耶和华。
Yeah, that's the correct. I think that's a correct translation, but in the CUV version of Bible, it just says the Israelites kind of get close to God.
所以说这个其实这个里面的这个词，它有一个痛恨，然后悔改的意思，
倾向耶和华，
倾向耶和华的意思。
So to lament is not just getting close to God, but it's actually begging God for help.
这个词它不仅仅是去接近神，而是要去祈求神。
It's a deep expression of mourning and expression of grief and sorrow.
这其实是一个深层的一种懊悔，一个痛悔的情绪的表达。
They're begging God for some kind of answer.
然后他们其实是在寻求神给他们一个答案。
We go back. Samuel kind of becomes silent after chapter 2.
然后我们看在第二章之后，撒母耳他其实就是基本上就是沉默了。
You're watching a TV show and Samuel is the key star of the show. He disappeared in episode 1, episode 3 to episode 6. And I wonder why.
基本上在第三如果我们把这个比作成一个电视剧的故事的话，这个萨母尔他在第三章到第六章基本上都在这个整个剧中就消失了。然后我们肯定如果他是一个主角的话，我们就想为什么呢？
The significance of this is God hasn't spoken to them that many.
现在其实就是在那个长的时间那么长的时间里，神已经没有向以色列人再有任何的交流了。
Remember, the glory of God has left.
因为这个神的荣耀已经离弃了他们。
But thus far, the Lord has helped us.
所以说这里又重新说到，到如今耶和华所以说这里说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
What did Samuel want the Israelites to remember?
然后撒母耳他这样说，他是要让以色列人记住什么呢？
And these are, I think there are a few things, four things that he wants them to remember by.
我觉得可能有以下四件事是他希望以色列人所记住的。
And these are lessons I think we can learn from, that we can apply to our own spiritual life and to our own situation.
然后这四点我觉得也是和我们的现在的生活能够来在我们自己的灵命建造上也是有很大益处的。
So the first thing,I think Samuel wants them to remember is to remember the time when they were separated from God.
然后第一点他就是想让他们记住他们离弃神的时候他神离弃他们的时候。
It's very natural for us to remember things that are good, a good time.
然后其实我们记住这个好事情是非常的容易的。
We tend to forget what's bad that happened.
然后如果当一些坏事发生的时候，
we tend not to remember those things too well.
然后我们可能会不会记住这些坏事，非常非常好的记住这些坏事。
So we did something bad, we tend not to remember those things.
因为我们有一个倾向于去忘掉我们做的这些坏事的一个倾向。
But God and the Bible continually tell His people to remember not just the miracles and the deliverance, but also the folly of their sin.
然后在圣经中，其实神他不仅让他的子民记住他所显的神迹，他的大能，而且也是要让他们记住他们所受的苦。
In this letter to the church of Ephesus, it says here, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent."
所以说，在圣经中，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，请起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯炉从原处挪去。
Key words here is repent.
然后这里的关键词就是要悔改。
Or else God will remove the lampstand.
否则的话，神就会把他的灯台从这个地方挪去。
And in Isaiah, it says, "Remember this, show yourself, man. Recall to mind all you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God. There is none like me."
在以赛亚书中说，你们当想念这事，自己做大丈夫，悖逆的人呐、啊，要心里想，你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，别无神，我是神，再没有能比我的。
Keywords here is I am God.
在这里的关键词就是我是神。
There's no one like me.
就再没有人比我的。
So.At work, sometimes at work, or we're trying to fix the problem, you always have to go back to the root of the problem if you want to fix it correctly.
如果我们在工作中要解决一个问题的话，我们必须要找出这个问题的根源。
When we feel defeated, when we feel that we are not as close to God, we are spiritually poor.
当我们觉得自己被打败的时候，当我们觉得自己的灵命枯竭的时候，
God wants us to remember what happened that make us, you know, move away from Him.
神要我们记住的是，是什么原因让我们去，让我们和神离弃神呢
？I believe the Israel did something wrong that turned their back away from God.
我觉得以色列人他们当时其实是做了一些错事，被让他们都背弃了神。
They made mistake.
他们也犯了很多错误。
God wants them to remember that.
神要他们知道去记住他们这些错误。
So that they don't repeat those mistakes.
以至于他们之后不会再去重新的再犯这些错误。
When they kept turning their backs against from God,
当以色列人不停的去离弃神的时候
，God would just let it be, let them be.
然后神他其实也不会去阻挠他们。
And let them be in their sinful way, and he went into silent mode.
然后神他也就会只是在静静的让这些以色列人去。追寻他们的罪。
That's what happened to the Israelites.
这就是当时以色列发生了什么。
That brings us, if we examine our own life, have we allowed something to separate us from God?
然后我们自己也能够检查我们自己的有没有什么事情是使我们和神分离的呢
？If we taken the things of God lightly.
然后我们有没有去失恋这些事情
？If we are we guilty of using God?
我们是不是我们是不是对于我们仅仅是去利用神而感到罪恶
？If we confine God into an object，
我们有没有把神只是和某一样具体的物件联系起来
？If we use things of God as a good luck charm，
我们有没有只把神当做一个幸运符呢
？If we disobey God，
我们有没有去背逆神
？So Ebenezer is the name of the stones, and it means the stones of hell.
然后以便以谢就是这个帮助之石的名字。
Also the place where Israelites was defeated by Philistine.
然后这个
way back when.
他以便以谢也是在这个战争中以色列人被非利士人打败的地方。
So I think Samuel picked this name because he wants the Israelites to remember that place where they got defeated and why were they defeated.
撒母耳他选择这个名字可能就是要让以色列人记住当时为什么他们会被打败。
So that's the first reasons I think he wants them to remember, to recall the time when they were separated.
然后这就是第一个原因。
But point number two, I think he wants them to remember the time when they actually repented.
然后第二个原因就是他要让以色列人记住他们去悔改呼求神的时候。
So verse two told us that they lamented after God, they begging God, they begged God for help.
然后第二节他就说他们这些以色列人痛苦的悔改去呼求神。
The begging alone is not going to be enough.
然后光是呼求其实是不够的。
They need to repent.
然后他们其实需要的是去悔改。
So in the verse 3, Samuel says that to all to Israel, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you and direct your heart to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistine.
然后第三节就撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他路从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。”
The key words here is to put away all the foreign gods.
然后这里的关键词就是要把外邦的神都从他们中间除掉。
And you have to direct your heart to the Lord.
然后要
serve him only.
专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他。
Remember, God says, "I am the only God."
然后我们大家都知道神他说他是他只是独一的真神。
And there's no other besides me.
除我以外并没有别神。
So apparently the children of Israel they didn't quite learn the lesson for the past 20 years.
就非常的明显的就他们这些以色列人对他们之前二十年所做的行为其实没有吸取教训。
They live among the Philistines and they worship among the Philistines they worship their God.
他们和那个非利士人其实是居住到差不多的地居住到同样的地方然后他们也去拜着这个非利士人的神。
They forgot the top 10 the number one on God's top 10 list is to know that he's the only God.
他们忘掉了就是神的十条诫命中最重要的一条是他是我是耶和华在我以外并没有神。他们就非常的健忘。
Sometimes we do have short memory too.
其实也是我们的问题。
If you ask my wife, she said I have no memory.
然后如果你问我的那个太太的话，她说我就什么事情都记不住。
It's true. I mean, it we forget the things that we've done wrong.
这个是非常的非常的贴切的，因为我们对我们所做错的事情都会去刻意的忘掉。
There are things that we always trip us and make us, you know, sin over and over again.
然后也有一些使我们一次、二次、三次再犯同样罪的事情。
So examine ourselves. What are the things? What are the things that replaces God in our lives?
所以说，我们要来在我们的生命中自己审查这些事情是什么。
Perhaps it's money. It's anger. It's pride.
可能是金钱，可能是怒气，可能是我们的骄傲
，jealousy，
也可能是嫉妒
，is greed，
或者是我们的贪婪
，is time，
或者是我们的甚至是我们的时间
，no time for anything else，
因为我们可能会感觉我们什么就是说做什么事情都没有时间。
Those are idols that's gonna pull us away from God。
这些其实就是使我们离弃神的偶像。
Just like what they did to the Israelites。
这个就是和以色列人当时的情况一模一样。
So God tells us to remember and repent.
所以说神他告诉我们要记住要去悔改。
Remember is not enough, you have to repent.
不仅仅是记住而且最重要的是要去悔改。
So what happened next?
然后我们看看之后又发生了什么。
So the Israelites actually listened to them.
然后这个以色列人他们当时就听就是服从了撒母耳的建议。
It says the people of Israel put away Baals and Asherah and they served the Lord only.
圣经中说以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他路单单的侍奉耶和华。
That's exactly what Samuel asked them to do.
这就是撒母耳要求以色列人去做的事情。
So repent just by saying that I repent that is not enough.
仅仅从口中说我悔改是不够的。
There's action that follows too.
然后要不仅要口说而且要有去实践。
It's not just paying a lip service.
不能只是口述而没有行动。
You pray to God, you said, Lord, forgive me, I know I did wrong. Sometimes we stop short of saying, I'm going to change.
然后你不能说你去悔改只是说只是去对神有这样口头的祷告而不去行动。
You need to do something about it.
你应该去行动。
We saw that the Israelites followed through.And that's one key thing that they did.
然后我们看见以色列人他们就服从了撒母耳，然后这其实是一个关键的转折点。
The next thing that's also important part of this ingredient is to pray.
然后第二件非常重要的事情是在这个里面也是扮演重要角色的，就是要去祷告。
Samuel said, "Gather all the people together in Mizpah. I will pray to the Lord for you." So they all did that, and they gathered in Mizpah. They start worshiping God.And they cried out and poured out to the Lord and fasted on that day and said, "We have sinned against the Lord."
然后说，撒母耳说，要使以色列人聚集在米示巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。他们就聚集在米示巴，打水浇在耶和华面前，当日进食。
So praying is part of the very important ingredient to turn back to God.
然后，这个祷告就是，要去悔改一个重要的环节。
It's accountability.
这个是对他们，的。他们去负责任的一种表示。
It's the talking to God.
这是他们直接与神对话的一种方式。
Confessing to Him.
也是去悔改的一种方式。
Asking for forgiveness.
然后也去要求神的原谅。
Also recommitting to Him.
然后再次的去把自己奉献给神。
And to ask him to renew us, give us strength.
然后让神更新我们，给我们新的力量。
That's what the Israelites did.
然后这个也是当时以色列人所做的。
That's what they fasted.
然后因为他们当时禁食。
And what does fasting mean?
禁食什么意思呢？
It's putting aside your physical need.
就是把你的身体上的需要先放在一旁。
Not hunger for food.
也就是说我们不能只是为了食物。
It's hunger for God.
我们要为了神。
Your hunger for him, you pray to him, you show your sincerity.
因为你去渴求神，所以说你去祷告神。
And that's what the Israelites did.
这个就是当时以色列人所做的。
So I think there's another thing Samuel wants them to remember, that we did repent, we did commit ourselves, we did pray about it.
然后这个也是撒母耳他要让以色列人记住的，就是他们去悔改，然后要去祷告。
That was a big contrast to 20 years ago when all they did is bring out the ark. They didn't even pray to God to help them.
然后就和撒母耳20年以前做的事情，然后只是去拿过把约柜拿了和他们一起，而没有去祷告，是完全不一样的。
So the Philistines people, they saw this big crowd of Israelites gathering in one place in Mizpah, and they didn't know what they were doing.
然后腓力斯人就看见这些以色列人聚集在米斯巴，他们不知道他们在米斯巴干什么。
They thought they were preparing for war.
然后这些腓力斯人，他们以为这些以色列人在准备下一次战斗。
So they went up against them and tried to battle with the Israelites again.
然后他们这些腓力斯人就准备好要再次的和以色列人进行战斗。
And the Israelites knew about this, and they were afraid again.
然后他们知道那个腓力斯人朝他们就是向他们有战斗的准备，然后他们以色列人都很害怕。
This was all recorded in verses 7 and 8.
然后这些都在七节到八节记录下来。
They asked Samuel to don't stop praying to God.
然后这些以色列人就让撒母耳去不住的呼求神。
I'm sure they also pray, but I think they felt inadequate.And they asked Samuel to help them to pray to God, to intercede for them.
然后我确定，当时以色列人他们自己也祷告，但是他们可能觉得他们的祷告还不够，所以说他们去要求撒母耳去祷告神。
Bring us to the third point.
然后这让我们看到撒母耳他的第三个点。
And that is to trust God.
然后就是需要让以色列人记住他们信靠上帝的时候。
That he may deliver them from their enemy.
然后神就会从把他们从他们的敌人的手中解救出来。
So Samuel took a nursing lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him.
撒母耳就把一只赤来的羊羔献给耶和华做全身的活祭，为以色列人呼求耶和华。
There's three things that happened here.
耶和华就应允他，所以说在这里有三件事情发生了。
Samuel offered, made a burnt offering.
就第一件事情，他是把他献了一个祭物。
Burnt offering was used to when you want to dedicate yourself to God.
他而且是做的全身的活祭，然后这就是说他要把这个全身的献给耶和华。
He cried out to the Lord. He prayed to him.
然后第二件事情他所做的就是为以色列人呼求耶和华。
And the third thing, God answered.
然后第三件事情就是耶和华就应允他。
So to win this battle, there's three things, ingredients that's recorded in this verse number 9. So let's look at what happened here. How was the battle won?
然后我们看见就是有在第九节有三个重要的点是这个事情发生的次序。
There were three things.
有三个事件。
There's one thing, one is that there's a blood was shed, right? There's a sacrifice of a blood.
第一件事情就是这儿有这个把羊羔的血贡献，就是把贡献给耶和华。
In the Old Testament, if you want to ask God for something, the act of worship, as an act of dedication, there's also always associated with the letting out of blood. Usually it's a living animal.
在旧约中，如果人们献祭的话，就是要把这个基本上就是用一个动物，然后要去让它去把它给杀掉，然后让它放血，这样去献给耶和华。
Old Testament, whenever there's a mention of sacrifice of lamb,we have to start thinking about if this verse tells something about Jesus Christ.
因为在旧约中这儿就是有一些献祭的这样描述的话，我们就会联想到有没有 对耶稣基督的描述。
Many times it's point forward to the sacrifice of Jesus.
因为有很多次很多次在旧约中这样的提及，其实就是为着让耶稣他其实也是这样一个献祭的一个表述。
And it's indicate because God is always Jesus was also referred to as the Lamb of God.
然后这其实是对耶稣基督为我们作为一个替罪羊的一个预表。
So in this chapter, when it talk about the Lamb of God, sacrifice of a lamb.
然后我看见这个在这个经节中说的这个这个神神的羔羊。
Spiritual significance of that is point forward to Jesus Christ.
这个神的羔羊在属灵的这个点中就是指向了耶稣基督。
And his sacrifice for us.
然后也是预表了他为我们的牺牲。
We no longer have to do the sacrifice of animals like the Old Testament.
我们现在就不用像去旧约那样去用动物去献祭。
These are shadows of what will happen when Jesus Christ came.
因为耶稣基督他已经为这些洒出了他自己的宝血。
But Christ already suffered for us.
因为神因为基督他已经为我们受罪。
Sacrifice for our sin.
为我们的罪去受罪。
Win our spiritual battle.
让我们在我们的属灵战斗中有一个胜利的话。
Our victory begins at the cross.
我们的胜利其实就是从这个十字架开始的。
Just like the song we sang this morning.
就像我们今天早上唱的歌一样。
He took the place.
他代替了这个代替了我们。
The blame and died for our sin.
为我们而死。
So the battle was won through the blood of the Lamb.
然后这个征战就是因为这个羔羊的血而得胜。
So today if we are defeated by the sin, our battle will be won by the blood of Jesus Christ.
如果我们在今天被罪所缠绕，被他打败的话，我们得胜的关键就是要去用就是去信靠耶稣基督的宝血。
And second thing is through prayer.
第二件事情就是我们要第二件事情就是祷告。
Samuel cried out to the Lord.
这里说以色列撒母耳为以色列人呼求耶和华。
He prayed to the Lord and asked for help.
他为神祷告求神帮助。
In James chapter 5 verses 16, therefore confess your sin to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power.
在雅各书中说。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
So praying is very powerful.
所以说祷告是非常有力的。
Not just pray for ourselves, we pray for one another.
不仅是为我们自己祷告，也要为彼此代求。
The third thing in verse 9 is God answered Samuel, right?
然后最后一件事情就是神就应允他。
Battle was won through the word of God.
然后这个战争是通过神的话而成就的。
Scripture says that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for corrections, and for training in righteousness.
圣经中说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
So those are three key ingredients where the battle was won.
所以说这就是为了赢得这场战争的三个关键点。
So, what's next is Philistine came and tried to engage the Israelites in the battle. And what happened next is God answered him, right? Remember, God answered. In what way did God answer him? In verses 10, it says that the Lord, But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound in the day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were defeated before Israel.
之后发生的事情就在第十章有记载说，非利士人他当时就要来与以色列人征战，就当日耶和华就大发雷声，惊乱了非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。
The Lord answered with a loud shout.
然后他其实就是这儿真正的说，神回答他们就是用非常大的声音回答。
Remember 20 years ago when Israel brought out the ark and they jumped up and down and it was so loud it shook the earth.
当我们知道20年以前，当以色列人他们带着约柜的时候，他们就是这样非常 跳四期高帐，他们这个整顿了全地。
That shout was not, it was nothing in comparison to this shout by the Lord.
但是当时他们的这个整顿全地和这个耶和华大发雷声是无法相比的。
That shout didn't do anything for them.
因为当时这个地的震动没有帮助他们。
It was out of their own doing.
因为这个地的震动是因为他们自己的行为。
This shout came from the Lord.
但是这个耶和华大发雷声却是从神而来。
It shook the Philistines and confused them.
他就说惊乱了非利士人。
It says the Israelites start to, you know, to chase after them.
所以说这些非利士人他们就败在了以色列人的面前。
Now we always sing a song that says, I will lift up my eyes to the hill. This is from the Bible verse. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord.
我们常唱的一首诗歌也是从圣经而来。我要向高山举目，我的帮助从何来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our kids are very familiar with this song.
我们的小孩肯定对这首诗歌非常熟悉。
Our help doesn't come from our plan.
我们的帮助不是从我们的我们自己的计划而来。
Or our program.
也不是从我们的这些我们所建的这些活动中来。
It came from the Lord himself.
我们的帮助是从耶和华而来。
So chapter verses 11 and 12, it continues to say that the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and they pursued Philistines and struck them down.
然后在第十一节到十二节继续说，以色列人他们就从米斯巴出来追击非利士人，击杀他们。
And verses 12, which is our key verse today, is that Samuel erected the stones and called it Ebenezer.
在第十二节中，就是今天的关键的经节，就是说撒母耳将一颗石头立在米斯巴和善中间。
Thus far, the Lord has helped us.
就给这个石头叫起名叫做以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
The Israelites won the battle this time, so it seemed.
这次看起来以色列人他们赢得了战争。
They didn't even have to fight.
他们基本上也没有真正的去打仗。
The Lord won it for them.
这个战争的胜利全靠神。
It has to be a miracle.
这个其实是一个神迹。
Right. So, next thing Samuel wants them to remember is to the time when they can start looking forward to enjoy God's presence.
第四点撒母耳要让他们记住的就是要让他们可以期待受神享受神同在的时候。
So, what happened next is that just sit back, not really sit back, but if they continue to do what they were doing, there's more things, good things will happen. The best is yet to come.
这个其实就是要让他们知道，如果神和他们同在的话，他们其实有很多好事情就会很多神的大能会接踵而来。
In the next few verses, it tells us that what happened next is that actually the Philistines were subdued.
在接下来的经节中就会告诉我们这些非利士人就被制服。
They never entered the territories of Israel again.
他们不敢再入以色列的境内。
The cities that used to belong to Israel were restored back to Israel.
然后这些其他这些被非利士人所占领的城市也归还了以色列人。
And there was peace.
然后这之后就是和平的时期。
So all good things happened.
这些好事都接踵而来。
Once Israel turned back to the Lord.
这些好事都是在以色列人他们与神和好之后都发生了。
The battle is continuous will happen.
这些征战也会再次的发生。
But there will be continued victory.
他们在但是以色列人却能在这些征战中连续的得胜。
Just like our spiritual life.
就像我们个人属灵的生命一样。
When we trust in the Lord, doesn't mean that we're going to have smooth sailing.
当我们信靠神的时候，并不是说我们的属灵生命会一帆的风顺。
But God promises that He would stand on our side.
但是我们知道神他应许他会与我们同在。
Enemies gonna continue to harass us.
然后我们的敌人也会不停的来骚扰我们。
But we have God on our side. We have Jesus Christ on our side.
但是我们却有神，有耶稣基督在我们的旁边。
Don't stop praying. Do not stop praying.
不要停止祷告。
Keep your trust in the Lord.
然后把你的信靠放在神的身上。
Believe in His deliverance.
让相信神的拯救。
Believe that He has already done everything for us.
相信他已经为我们做成了所有的事情。
And the victory starts from His cross.
这些所有事情的得胜都从他的十字架开始。
Thus far, the Lord has helped.
到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Helps us to remember the past, helps us to repent in the present, helps us to look forward to the future.
让我们记住过去发生的事情，也让我们能够在现今中去悔改，让我们有一个对未来的期望。
This can be applied to our own self, our own spiritual life.
也对我们每个人都是实用的。
Lessons we want to learn from the experience of the Israelites.
我们从以色列人中学到很多功课。
Step back, come back to Christ if you have drifted away from Him.
要重新回到神的面前，回到十字架的面前，如果你远离他的话。
This verse can be applied to our church today.
这些经节也对我们教会现在的情况适用。
We came a long way, 15 years.
我们15年对我们来说可能是一个长时间。
Very soon we're going to mark a new chapter.
非常快的我们就会打开一个新的篇章。
Preparing to move into a new building.
因为我们教会将会搬到一个新的建筑里面去。
It's very exciting.
搬进这个新房子是非常的开心的事情。
Indeed, the Lord has helped us so far.
但是我们要知道到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Right, everybody agrees?
Yeah. 大家都同意吗？
Yes, the Lord has helped us. But, you know, what happened next?
但是我们就会禁不住地想接下来是什么呢？
You're going to keep your finger crossed?
我们会只是做这个核实的手势吗？
No, we have to do what this lesson has taught us.
我们不要这么做，我们要从这个故事中吸取教训。
The Lord has helped us so far, but don't be complacent.
神到如今都帮助我们，但是不要再去重新的犯这些错误。
We have to be vigilant.
我们必须要有眼光
not to turn our back on the Lord, on God.
不要离弃神
continue to pray.
要持续的祷告
very important to trust in Him.
要把我们的信靠放在他的身上
that He will deliver us.
他会拯救我们
I mentioned Ebenezer the Scrooge earlier.
然后我之前也讲到了这个以便以谢这个就这个电视人物
How is this connected to this?
然后这个和这有什么联系呢
It's not, but there's some similarity.
这个其实没有什么很大的联系，但是有一些类似的地方。
So Ebenezer is a miser person, right? He's a very stingy with his money. Kind of a mean person too.
这个以便以谢在这个现在这个社会中的这个人物，他是一个非常在这个电影中的人物，他是非常吝啬的。
And as the story goes, there were three ghosts.
然后当这个故事发生的时候，这有三个鬼出现了。
He brought him back to the past.Brought him back to the present, brought him to the future.
然后这三个这个鬼幽灵就把这个以便以谢带到了之前和现在，然后和未来。
Showed him what his lives are, the past, the present, and the future.
然后他就看见了自己之前、现在和未来的生活。
And that, you know, that's kind of what we just said. We have to look back to the past, we have to repent in the future, we look forward to the we have to repent in the present, look forward to the future.
所以说这个就是相似点就是我们要去向我们的记住我们的过去然后要在当前中祷告当前中悔改也要去有一个新的希望在未来
At the end of the story Ebenezer became a good person
在这个
Or a better person
的电影这个电视这个故事的结尾中这个以便以谢他从一个坏人变成了一个好人
Our Ebenezer is our Lord Jesus Christ
我们的以便以谢就是我们的耶稣基督
there's a phrase that says that we raised our Ebenezer and it's in the song that we're going to sing later
我们就在这个我们接下来的歌词中会有这个短语
so let's do that and remember God this time of thanksgiving
让我们唱接下来的诗歌去记住神的良善